Ruth is 71 years old, and she will not ask you for a thing. She will drive across town at midnight if you need her. She will sit up on the phone with a worried daughter until 2 in the morning. She will show up at your door with a casserole before you even knew you were hungry. Ruth gives the way some people breathe, steady, easy, without keeping count. But the morning she fell on the back porch steps and lay there for 40 minutes before her neighbor happened to look out the window, Ruth had not called anyone. She had lain there, in the cold, alone, rather than pick up the phone. 4 words had stopped her. Those 4 words were, "I hate to ask." Maybe you know those 4 words. Maybe they live right at the front of your chest, the same way they live at the front of hers. This episode is for Ruth. And it is for everyone who can give all day long, beautifully and without complaint, but freezes solid at the thought of receiving. There is something waiting in here for you, and it is not what you expect. Here is what Book 2 says out loud, the part nobody likes to hear. A circle where one person only ever gives and never receives is not actually a strong circle. It is a circle with a hole in it, right where that person stands. Ruth has spent decades weaving a beautiful safety net under everyone she loves. The problem is, she wove herself outside of it. So if a hard day ever comes for her, and it came, that cold morning on the porch steps, all that giving does not catch her. Because she never let anyone weave a thread back. It looks like strength. It feels like strength. But there is a word for someone who stands just outside the net they built for everyone else, and that word is not strong. That word is exposed. And the thought that keeps her there, "I do not want to be a burden," is the very thought that leaves the net with a hole in it. Here is the quiet thing worth sitting with. Ruth's jar is full of all the love she has given out. She has never let anyone drop anything in. So why does Ruth keep doing it? Because "I hate to ask" does not feel like a hole in the net. It feels like goodness. It feels like not burdening the people she loves. It feels like the grown-up, self-sufficient, mature thing to do. And there is real love behind it. Ruth is not wrong to want to protect her family from worry. The problem is not her heart. The problem is a small, hidden mistake she is making about what asking actually does to the people she loves. Ruth believes that asking for help takes something away from the people she asks. She believes it puts weight on them, costs them something, makes their lives harder. And from where she stands, keeping quiet looks like a gift she is giving them. But there is something she cannot see from where she stands, something the person on the other side of that unasked question feels. We need to look at it from that direction, just for a minute. Think about someone you love who you know is going through something hard. Not a little hard, actually hard. And every time you check in, she says she is fine, she is managing, she does not need anything. After the 3rd or 4th time, something quiet starts to happen. You start to wonder if she trusts you. You start to wonder if your love is actually the kind that can handle real things, or if she has decided it cannot. And a small distance opens up, not because you stopped caring, but because you have no way in. You are on the other side of that door, hand raised, and the door stays closed. Ruth, in all her love, is creating that exact distance. She believes she is protecting the people she loves by keeping quiet. But the people she loves are standing on the other side of a door that never opens, wondering if they are enough to be let in. That is what "I hate to ask" costs them, not less burden, less belonging. And one more thing. The morning Ruth lay on those porch steps, her family was not spared the worry. They found out later and they were frightened. The only thing her silence took from them was the chance to be the ones who helped. Here is the turn, and it is big enough to change how you read every time you have ever said, "I hate to ask." When you let someone help you, you are not taking from them. You are giving them something. You are handing them the chance to matter to you, to be needed, to know that their love had a real place to land. Think about how it feels when you get to be the one who shows up. When Ruth drives across town with that casserole, she walks away feeling good, not just because she helped, but because she was needed, because she had a place in someone's life, because her care was wanted. Ruth gives that feeling away every single day to everyone she loves, and then she quietly denies it to every single one of them. People who study how communities hold together have found something worth knowing when someone lets us help them. Especially through a real hard thing, it does not wear us out the way Ruth fears. It tends to make us feel more connected, more needed, more part of something. The giving goes both ways, and so does the good. So receiving is not the opposite of generosity. Done with grace, it is generosity. When Ruth lets her daughter bring her dinner after that fall, she is not asking for charity. She is giving her daughter a place inside the net. She is finally letting the last thread get woven in. Now I want to sit with the pushback, because there are two of them, and they are both real. The first one is pride. If I ask, people will feel sorry for me. They will see me as weak, as someone who cannot manage her own life. And the second one is fear. If I show people the hard parts, they might leave. They might decide I am too much, that I am more work than I am worth. Both of those feel true. Both of them have probably been true for somebody, somewhere, so I am not going to wave them off. But here is what both worries have in common. They are based on the idea that the people who love Ruth only love the version of her that has everything handled. And if that were true, if the people around her could only love the competent, casserole-bringing, never-needing version of her, then what she has is not actually a circle of people who love her. It is a crowd of people who admire a performance, and performing is exhausting. The people who want a real circle, who want to love the whole person, not the performance, those people are asking nothing different from Ruth than what she asks from them when they call her at midnight. They want to be allowed in. Here is the test. Would Ruth think less of her daughter for calling her when something went wrong? Not for one second. So why does she think her daughter would think less of her? Here is what it does not mean. It does not mean unloading everything on everyone all at once. It does not mean making your hard season someone else's problem to carry alone. There is a way to receive that keeps your dignity and theirs, and it is not complicated. It starts with being specific. "I hate to ask" is usually vague. It is a closed door with the shape of a request behind it, but nothing you can hold. What breaks that open is a small, specific, real thing, not, "I don't know what I need," but, "Could you pick up my prescription on Thursday?" "I cannot get there myself." Specific, sized, right, with a clear yes or no. That kind of ask gives the other person something they can actually do, which means it gives them a real chance to show up. And it does something else. It gives them the option to say, "I cannot, this time, but maybe next week." That is not rejection. That is a real relationship where both people can be honest. The ask also changes over time. The first few times Ruth lets her daughter help, it might feel strange for both of them. That is fine. Strange and wrong are not the same thing. Strange is just what change feels like in the first week. The jar does not fill itself overnight. It fills one small thing at a time, and the shape of it gets easier every time one more thread gets woven back. Here is the thing Ruth could not see from the outside of the net. The net does not just catch her when she falls. It is also what makes the net stronger. A net, where every person is both held and holding, is a completely different thing from a net where one person does all the holding and nobody holds her. When Ruth finally lets her daughter bring dinner after the fall, something shifts, not just for Ruth. Her daughter knows something real now. She has been inside. She has been allowed to matter, and the next time something goes wrong, for either of them, the door is already a little bit open. One thread woven back makes the next one easier. One ask answered makes the next ask smaller. This is how the jar works. It does not stay the same size. Every time someone drops something in and something moves back out to them, the jar gets a little wider, a little more solid, a little harder to tip over. The circle gets stronger every time it runs both ways. So the jar is not just a way to receive help when you need it. It is what turns a collection of people who care about each other into a circle that actually holds. And here is the line to carry with you. A net with a hole in it where you stand is not actually catching you. The most loving thing you can do for the people who love you is let them weave your part of it back in. Let us bring this to you now, because it stops being useful the second it is just a story about Ruth. So let me ask you three honest questions and actually sit with them. First, where in your life are you, Ruth? Where do you give easily and take nothing back? Tell yourself you are fine and quietly leave yourself outside the net you built for everyone else. It might be your family. It might be one friendship where you are always the strong one. Be honest. You probably know already. Second, is there someone right now who wants to help you, who has offered, or who you sense would offer if you gave them the door? Who is standing on the other side of that door with their hand up, waiting? And third, and this is the one most of us skip, what is the smallest specific real thing you could ask for this week? Not the whole hard thing, just one small thread, one clear ask with a yes or no. The kind of thing Ruth could have said from the porch steps. The kind of thing your daughter wants to say yes to. Be still a minute. You probably already know what it is. So here is your one thing this week, and it is a give, not a to-do list. It is giving someone you love the chance to show up for you. Find one small, real, specific thing you would normally handle alone. The kind of thing you would not think twice about doing for them. And ask one trusted person to help you with it. Not a test of them. Not a check on whether they care enough, just a real thing, sized right with a clear yes or no. And when they say yes, because they will want to, do the part that completes the gift. Tell them it mattered. Two sentences. It meant something that you came. It helped more than I can say, because those two sentences close the circle. They let the person who helped you know they were really inside. Not just useful, but inside. That is the give this week. You are not being a burden. You are handing someone you love the chance to matter. And you are weaving the last thread of the net back in the place where you stand. So that is book two, and I hope it loosens something for you. Needing people is not a weakness. It is how you close the circle. It is how you make sure the net you have spent your life building actually holds you when your own hard morning comes. Ruth spent decades caring beautifully for everyone around her and quietly leaving herself outside the thing she made. The fix was never less giving. The fix was letting the last thread get woven back. So let one person in this week. Make it small. Make it real. Tell them it mattered. Next time, we look at something that trips up almost every circle, even ones that want to work. What happens when someone in the jar keeps taking and never puts anything back, and how a circle that is built right handles that without falling apart? Watched over, as always, by Daisy.